The State House is now the chamber taking up a proposed increase to Michigan's minimum wage. As we know, last week the Senate gave speedy approval to its minimum wage measure. Well, now the House is giving fast track to a version, and both are designed to kill off a citizen petition drive to put the question of raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour on the November ballot. What do Michigan voters think about raising the minimum wage? Kathleen Gray is a political reporter for the Detroit Free Press, and she joins us now from the state capitol. Kathy, spell out, if you will, the major differences in the House and Senate versions of the minimum wage bill.
Well, there's three main differences. The Senate passed it up to $9.20 an hour and to $3.50 for tipped employees like bartenders and waitresses. And they also linked it to the rate of inflation, so it could go up even higher if inflation increased. The House version stripped out the inflation and set it at $8.50 an hour for traditional hourly employees, and 38% of that would be for tipped employees, which would come out to $3.23. So there's some pretty big differences between the two bills.
But the I'm gathering the similarities between the two is that this House bill, just like the Senate bill, is trying to render that ballot question to raise the rate to $10.10 an hour moot, correct?
Absolutely. Both of them repeal the current state law. So this group, Raise Michigan, is going to be turning in their petition signatures tomorrow to the Secretary of State. And that's one of the reasons why this is happening so quickly, is because they'd like to get this law passed and signed before they turn their petition signatures in. And that may end up with the issue not even being able to be on the ballot, because it is addressing an issue that isn't there. Because the Raise Michigan Coalition is trying to change the existing law, which this new bill repeals.
But we know, so, as you say, they're going to go ahead, they're going to turn in those signatures. Could we see a court fight?
That's a possibility. It's an expensive proposition for both sides. And I'm not sure, you know, if either side wants to spend the money on this, or if they want to spend the money on helping candidates get elected.
Mm.
So it's kind of a big mess right now. I think what might happen, though, is if the House version passes, it will lose all the Democratic votes that it got in the Senate. And then the Republicans would have to conjure up six or more votes from Republicans who voted against it when it passed in the Senate to come on board with this version.
Is that likely, do you think, Kathy?
You know, I think it's a possibility, because there was a lot of things that people were upset about, this 920 bill, that it was linked to inflation, that it raised it up to 920 instead of the 815 that was initially proposed. So now that it's backed off a bit, I think that they might be able to get some Republicans on board, and it, you know, might be able to pass with just Republican votes.
To make up for the Democrats who are going to walk because this knocked out
right.
The indexing
right.
To inflation and the higher rate.
Yep.
The Free Press had a very, very interesting, your story in the front page of the Free Press, which I was reading over my morning coffee, was real interesting. You did a poll, and with this new polling data, asking questions about what do voters want, and also what they think of this Republican tactic of trying to blow the petition drive out of the water. So talk first of all, but what did you find in terms of what voters think overall about raising the minimum wage?
Well, there was the most support for the 10-10, raising it to 10-10 per hour. That was like 56 to 36, so that had really very strong support. There was a majority support for the 9-20 per hour, but it was a much closer margin for that. I think it was like 49, 46, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that voters really didn't like is the way the Republicans were going about doing it, and it blowing the petition drive out of the water. They were opposed to that pretty significantly, with only 29% supporting that tactic, and I think it was 56% opposing it. So, you know, voters are pretty smart. They see what's happening, but they may not be able to vote on it in November if this gets through and as it's being proposed today.
What, as you say, even among Republican respondents, people did not like this tactic. Could this have any kind of repercussion come November when it's time to vote?
It could. Republicans are going to come out and vote for their candidates no matter what. Democrats are going to come out and support their candidates no matter what. What it might do is fuel some support from people who are really mad about this. And those tend to be Democrats, independents, women and African Americans support the 10-10 minimum wage in much higher percentages than other voters out there. So it could fuel some turnout either way, if it's on the ballot or if it's forced off the ballot, despite the fact that these folks went out and gathered more than 300,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. So it could fuel some turnout.
And isn't the GOP trying to, you know, to bring more folks into the fold, such as African Americans and independents and women? So if they're trying to court these groups this election season, it's not going to help them.
Not with this issue.
Yeah.
It's you know, they're considering raising taxes on gasoline and doing all sorts of things, and not providing the highest minimum wage proposal that's out there. So I think there are certain groups that will look at that and be pretty upset about it.
And as your piece in today's Free Press pointed out, you spoke with Bernie Porn, who's president of Epic MRA, who did the polling.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans just don't want this on the November ballot any way, shape, or form, right? This minimum wage question.
That's right.
It is lose-lose if they have it on the ballot.
Because it could drive higher voter turnout, and it's primarily Democratic voter turnout that it would get. And if it's on the ballot, it's going to drive turnout. If it's not on a ballot, then the group that went out and got all those petitions, they're going to turn their efforts towards increasing turnout.
What are you watching for going forward? I know there's a lot of you know, things moving in Lansing today, but going from this and then looking ahead into November, what do you think will happen? What should we watch for?
Well, I think that this minimum wage is also tied to the road funding package. Democrats are saying, hey, you know, if you're not going to give us anything on minimum wage, then we're not going to give you anything on road funding. So it's, you know, everything is tied together up here, and it's all tied together with the election. So, you know, Republicans are playing to their base, Democrats are playing to their base, and it just depends on who is more successful on getting their voters out based on all these issues. And there's a lot of issues to play with this year.
Well, it is interesting to look at the results of this poll and get the clear sense that voters in Michigan favor raising the minimum wage.
By a very large margin too. It's you know, not small and middling, and people are pretty much decided on it. There was only 5% undecided on the 10-10 per hour question. So you know, the people are feeling pretty strongly about it.
Did that surprise you? Did that level of support surprise you, Kathy?
You know, other polls that have come out on this issue have shown around that level of support. Some have been higher, some have been lower. No, I'm not surprised by that. I was a little bit surprised that the 920 per hour wasn't supported in a larger margin. And, you know, voters might end up getting real confused about this, too, because there's two different proposals out there. When we asked voters which one they preferred, it was evenly split. So I think that there is a confusion factor out there, too, that's unfortunate.
But it doesn't seem people are confused about this strategy that the Republicans are using to.
No.
doesn't seem to be a lot of confusion there. People don't they're holding their nose, aren't they?
No. And, you know, another one of these came out today with the Wolf proposal. A third Wolf proposal turned in their petitions today. And that may end up on the ballot, or again, the legislature might take that up and pass it and nullify the other two anti-Wolf proposals. So it's certainly a tactic that's gotten a lot of action this year.
Detroit Free Press political reporter Kathleen Gray, who joined us from the Capitol in Lansing. As always, thank you so much, Kathy.
Thanks, Cynthia.